Preparation for the lesson from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamati, Article 33, the lots on Yom Kippurim and with Haman. We must understand what Adar means. It comes from the word Aderet, mantle, as it is written about Elijah, and cast his mantle upon him. Aderet comes from the word Aderet, Se'ar, hair, which are discerned as se'arot, hair, and dinim, judgments, which are alien thoughts and ideas in the work, distancing one from the Creator. Here, there is a matter of overcoming them. And although one sees many contradictions found in his providence, one should still overcome them through faith above reason, and say that they are benevolent providence. This is the meaning of what is written about Moshe, and Moshe hid his face. It means that he saw all the contradictions and held them through exertion by the power of faith above reason. It is, as our sages said, in return for, and Moshe hid his face for he was afraid to look, he was rewarded with, and the similitude of the Lord doth he behold. This is the meaning of who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger. It is known that a nine eyes are called reasoned mind, meaning the mind's eyes. This is because with something that we perceive in the mind, we say, but we see that the mind and the reason necessitate that we say so. Hence, one who goes above reason is one who has no eyes, and he is called blind, meaning pretends to be blind. Also, one who does not want to hear what the spies tell him and pretends to be deaf is called deaf. This is the meaning of who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger. However, when one says that have eyes and see not, that have ears and hear not, it means that he does not want to obey what the reason necessitates and what the ears hear, as it is written about Yehoshua, the son of Noah, that a bad thing never entered his ears. This is the meaning of Aderet Se'ar, that he had many contradictions and judgments. Each contradiction is called se'ar, hair. And under each se'ar, there is a dent. It means that one makes a dent in the head, meaning the alien thoughts fissures and punctures one's head. When one has many alien thoughts It is considered having many se'arot, and this is called aderet se'ar. This is the meaning of what is written about Elisha. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed over unto him and cast his mantle upon him. Since they were plowing with pairs of oxen together that were tightened, this is called a yoke. It means that one already has all the discernments of the se'arot that can be in the world, and then from the se'arot the aderet se'ar is made. However, with Elisha it was in the form of the mourning of Joseph, as it is written, as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, and they and their asses. It means that one has already been awarded the light that rests over these contradictions, since through the contradictions called criticism, when wanting to overcome them, it is by drawing light on them. It is as it is written, he that comes to purify is aided. Because one has already drawn the light of the criticism and has nothing more to add. Since all the criticism has been completed in him, then the criticism and the contradictions in him and by themselves, this follows the rule that there is no purposeless operation. Since there is no purposeless operator, we must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of God that doth good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the greatness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions called in judgments. It means that the contradiction can be annulled if one wants to overcome them. Only if one extends the greatness of the Creator, you find that these dinim cause the drawing of greatness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterwards, he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, meaning to the Creator. It means that now one sees that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see that later, meaning after one has already been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had in beginning. We don't have enough time to finish the article.
We are talking about this couple of days, that we have no other source for all actions, all incidents, whatever come across us. Everything has one source, and we always need to see in front of us this source. And always to be in a dialogue with him. And to fight only against the concealment, that we maybe think there's another source for anything in our life. But each moment to turn to the Creator and to ask of Him
to
take advantage of this concealment in the right manner, to win the forces of separation
that
in general they have no role other than that through them we can learn the Creator's behavior towards us. We would know the work of the Lord on us. through these concealments that come across us, that after them we don't see the Creator, the upper force, which is one, which fills up everything, but we see all sorts of shapes and characters. That is why the most important thing is that all of the society would be in Arvut, holding together this approach, that all the different forms between us and the Creator are only coming to us in one need. They all come from one purpose, that through them we can reveal the work of the Creator upon us. And we can advance like this, more and more, to state where we can work with Him in revealment. In revealment, the concealment continues the same way, just the differences, the problems, difficulties, the complexity is much more. Much more than before. That is why we need to gradually, each time, to walk step one step at a time and describe ourselves these obstacles. The world and all its components, these are all sorts of connections which are wrong. That's why they are concealing the control of one force. To ask to remove these concealments, because we want to reveal only the control of the Creator. And this is how we advance. It's necessary to have a few discernments here. A few things. First thing is Arvut, mutual guarantee. If there is no environment, meaning a force that surrounds me, the environment doesn't mean bodies, it's a force that surrounds me. If I won't have that, I won't remember, I won't awaken, I won't hold myself, that the fact that I have work only in front of one force, the Creator, if I have no support. Second thing, that I turn to the Creator, I turn to it also through this force, one force.
Where
when I describe the world that comes to me as concealment, until I discover in every detail in it the opposite, revealment of the Creator. And everything I see now as parts of this negative concealment becomes afterwards the lighting part. That through that I discover the upper light, upper force, becomes positive. This is how we have to constantly put ourselves in this situation. Then also, whatever occurs in this world, now, and afterwards in spiritual characters, everything we see, it works in accordance to one form, one principle. And this is how gradually we advance towards spiritual work. That there's forms and shapes that reveal themselves, sarot, dinim, much more complex than here. And each and every time we have only one problem. It's not that we can solve them through a person who is smarter, who is sneakier, through his nature. He can crack the code of the upper's behavior. No. It's only in a simple way of connection to the environment. However much the environment supports him back, and how he works simply, he asks of the Creator, he innocently asks of the Creator to turn all the concealment, how he sees the world, to revealment. That's it.
בזה עובר מה מהסתרה לגילוי.
And that he moves from concealment to revealment. Yes.
Both Scott from England and friends from Rehovot are asking the same question. They're asking, what does it mean to be in a constant dialogue with the Creator? What does it mean to be in a constant dialogue with the Creator?
A person needs to constantly be in effort to stabilize reality in the right manner. And not when he feels in his present state. In general, also in spiritual degrees, that he constantly needs to try and make an effort to see himself in a higher degree. How is the reality there? How in this higher degree the reality stabilizes? And for that, he starts to organize all the different components, everything that's connected to it. And that is him, the group, the teacher, the creator. But in general, we have three things. There's a person. This is whatever he has between himself and the Creator is everything, including the world, the group, obstacles, and the Creator. And he wants that everything that now is concealed, all forms of concealment, like you see the silhouette, misunderstood things in the darkness, but you recognize there's something there. Of course, it's not real, it's not genuine, natural. It's a lie, but there's already a recognition of something. This means that you're in lo lishma, but it's a preparation. You ask for these forms to reverse towards the true forms. If there was no forms which are a lie, you wouldn't make an effort to want them to invert into true forms. They wouldn't invert. And then you would not reveal the Creator, because He needs to be revealed in true forms. It's not His forms. It's kind of forms that He shows Himself through them, because He Himself, you cannot discover and reveal. There has to be some kind of form. Havaya, if we're talking about the source. This means you have to start from dinim, judgments, that afterwards turn into mercy, rachamim. You must reveal and learn every single negative or bad shape or forms of concealment, and afterwards to discover how it inverts to a positive, good shape, a form of revealment. The same form which inverts is the revealment of the Creator. That's why we don't say, where is this article, that he doesn't ask for sounds, the shadows of holiness and shadows of sitra acha. They invert. Instead of these ones. But this is how it has to be. Because if not, there was no connection. We would never feel him. All this concealment, why he shattered the vessels, because all the forms of shattering, when we connect them, these six shatterings, which are the most important shattering parts. We never learn about the whole vessel. We learn how this vessel connected. We learn the sewing parts, the connecting parts. And they give us a hold, a grab on this upper force. But what we can see from this article, to see the Creator in front of us, when He speaks to us, He speaks to us through unpleasant forms of concealment. We need to see this as an invitation to turn to Him in the right manner, to see these forms, dinim, judgments, when they are sweetened, or negative turning into positive. In this way we reveal Him. That's why all of our work is in our means, which is Rav, group, sources, dissemination, everything. We need to get to a state where we want to switch the forms which are in front of us, which are concealment, to revealment. But in forms of revealment, I have to recognize myself with these qualities of the Creator. To the extent that I recognize with Him, and I want to be like Him, and bestow, then the judgments mitigate. That is it? Yes?
So basically, the part of the created being in this dialogue is only a prayer?
Basically, it turns out that in this state, we come to a scream, not a prayer. A prayer, it's called a prayer, yes. But you should understand, necessity, in removing the concealment. Now, when we remove the concealment, there are a few states. I will mention only two. Two states. One is when you see how much the concealment is hated personally, in your egoistic way of thinking. And you hate this concealment like you hate, well, like something that you just want to disappear. That it vanishes, it won't be a lie, it would die personally. There's nothing more happier if you would hear that it was burned or disappeared or died, no matter what. This is the first thing, just to teach you to what extent can you hate. And now, you need to achieve a hatred towards this concealment. From the fact that you suddenly feel towards it complete lack of interest, you have no interest in it, but because you remove it, you bring contentment to the Creator. Can you achieve this form of hatred? Because you can't bring contentment to the Creator. You have a ratio, your personal egoistic. And from there you need to pass on your how you view things towards the Creator. Can you hate this disturbance? It's not a disturbance towards you, it's the disturbance towards your bringing contentment to the Creator. Here, there's all sorts of changes in a person.
There are so many questions here. Igor from Kiev is asking the next question. A person should ask for revelation at work, or he should remove this request from his considerations and calculations entirely.
I'll tell you. You can't determine what you ask for. Never. Because this is what awakens in your heart. If you choose what to ask for, it's not a request, it's a lie. That's why hatred is not relevant.
No.
Well,
the mitigation, is it already, the mitigation of the judgments, is it reception already? I start enjoying it, I start receiving?
Mitigation of the judgments. When a person is receiving? Why? Why?
He feels good.
No. Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Maybe how they say in the common people. There you say about the mitigation of the judgments. What we mean in the wisdom of Kabbalah is that when the judgments are mitigated, chasadim is added, where a vessel receives correction of chasadim and can pull the lights, everything is to receive in order to bestow. Dinim, judgments, right, is receiving vessel, receiving tools, and then through the light it reforms, it changes and can receive in order to bestow. Yes?
You said an innocent should walk with his God, and I wanted to ask about this and the mitigation of the judgments. By starting to knowing the system, and I begin to anticipate the mitigation of the judgments and so on, is it related to what you said, that the innocent shall walk with his God? What does it mean that the innocent shall walk with his God?
Usually, innocent in our world, in our state, meaning in our degree, which is not connected to spirituality and inverted from spirituality, we think the taste.
Tamim.
Innocent is someone who's a simple person, doesn't have a lot of intellectual ability. It's called innocent, but no. Innocent meaning complete. In other words, innocent is complete. In scrutiny, in attainment, from revealment, he is in completeness. And we are talking about vessels of reception, which go through correction, and get to a state of a person who is innocent. It's a very high degree. Very, very high. It's not simple. Yes? Well, let's start from both of those guys.
He writes here, well, what does it mean in Moshe hid his face? He says here, and he saw all the contradictions, and he kept working with faith above reason. Why do they mention Moshe here, which is Bistol? We all have the part of Bistol here. And why does Moshe hide his face, and from whom?
The work of Moshe is to work in order to bestow in the highest degree. We have no one higher than Moshe.
And
all his work was in that he was concealing himself, meaning he was in such degrees of work that seemingly he was building masachim himself. Yes?
Well,
I understand that, but they tell you here that we're not talking about bestowal or not bestowal. They're talking with you about all kind of our attempts to reach bestowal, and all of a sudden he jumps into Moshe who hides himself, which is a totally different stage.
No, he tells you, if you want to achieve true work, it's not that you need to have a desire for revealment like you think. Rather, revealment is always through concealment. It's not like in our world. In spirituality, revealment in concealment, meaning it's a thing in its opposite. When I come and bestow toward the Creator without revealing myself, I conceal myself. I don't want with my actions to be revealed as bringing bestowal. I just want to bestow alone with all my vessels, and myself within these vessels would not be in existence, would not be present. This is the rule of innocent bestowal. Otherwise, for certainly there's some form of receiving.
You're talking about a process here, and we're talking about the path, and it jumps from one thing to another here.
I'm talking to you about every single spiritual degree. What you think as ending, you have no idea what harsh conditions are there in the first degree. We make such big efforts and we can't even attain that.
Meaning, in order to be in bestowal, I have to nullify myself entirely and then I will reveal bestowal, discover bestowal?
You need to annul yourself in the current state completely.
And then I will be in bestowal?
Then you'll be in bestowal, of course.
These are two opposites. It's not clear how it can be done.
Excuse me. Why is it contradiction? It's on the opposite. It's very reasonable. It makes sense. If I want to bestow upon someone, I have to think only about him, and I keep myself only in bestow. I plan my actions, then he would never know that I am in bestow. And it's not enough. I need to plan the actions in a way that myself, the ego within me, also won't know he's in bestow. The best thing is that I help all the world. They can help bestow the Creator. Maybe there I'll have some penny inside. And that's it. And myself, who am I? Every branch is Moshe.
So it is impossible to do it as we know alone, only with the friends and I won't even feel that it's happening to me, then we can achieve the quality of Bissol. And as we learn here, you can't become Moses, as Moses, by yourself. You can't do it alone.
No, you can never bestow upon the Creator alone.
So only if I connect to the friends, I can bestow upon the Creator.
Through connection.
So every one of us has the force of Moshe.
And the way of connection between friends, it will be revealed as the form of the Creator.
So I have no chance to do it alone with the Creator like Moses.
In what? I don't understand. You have a chance or don't have a chance. In what can you see him? In what?
I'm trying to nullify before him constantly.
But he has no character, form, or shape. There must be some basis. Some ground, let's say, in our words, that he can be revealed. How can he be revealed? That is why he shattered all the vessel, and from the through these broken vessels, because they are broken, and you organize them and complete them, you come to a stage where you reveal his form.
I have to mention that as far as I'm concerned, we can stop the lesson and focus only on that until we resolve the issue. I have so many questions. As I see it, it's everything.
Okay. One question.
מה אני צריך לעשות ביחס שלי?
What am I supposed to do about my attitude to all those concealments that encompasses my life? You have nowhere to run to, and you cannot reach that hatred, as you mentioned, to not being able to bestow upon him like you hate the situation you're in.
Well, this develops up until you reach such a hatred, such concealment, that you explode. You only ask for one thing, for it to disappear. Not disappear and be something. You have to reveal the hatred. From that you would have the feeling, what is hate? What form does it have? First thing. Second thing, afterwards,
כמו שדיברנו, צריך להגיע למצב הבא.
Like we talked about, you need to get to the next stage.
עוזב את השנאה הזאת.
Where you leave this hatred.
מתקררת.
As if it cools down, disappears, you start to develop relation towards the Creator. And then you feel disturbance when you want to bestow upon Him. This disturbance also has to be hated. Like the hatred that was before. This is very important.
What is that factor that doesn't bring me to such a despair or a scream? There is something that always gives me the strength to survive, to keep on going. This pattern to escape the thought about the pain to such an extent that I will hate it so much as you describe it.
On the one hand, you can't leave. On the other hand, they're not letting you to break in. That is why. That is because you still need to grow. You're still missing actions. Yes? Give Coca.
In this dialogue with the Creator, you mentioned some conditions. You said the first necessary condition is the Arvut, the mutual. This is a force that covers you, and these are not the bodies. So how can one get in touch with that force?
Takes part. Takes part in studying all different activities. Yes?
But he is participating with bodies.
If he takes part in something, you're talking about. Depends on what discernments he wants to work with.
A person should reach contact with the Creator.
So what, he works with these bodies? They will help him to attain something?
So how do we come to the environment and the connection and to a connection with the force of the Avot that is in it?
I have nothing to answer. I said everything. He needs to be with the others in Arvut. He needs to be in contact with the teacher because he guides everyone. He needs to take part in studying with everyone and the teacher to awaken the light that reforms. He needs to be connected to the center of the group. That's it. That's an essential part, condition. And through constant work like this, they reveal between themselves forms of connections between them that in total bring them to even hatred, but at least to repulsion. But they start to reveal something. If you only play with that and you don't want to seriously integrate, then you don't reveal anything, that each and everyone is like a gentleman. And then you don't reveal anything. In a society that works towards spirituality, you reveal all these struggles and difficulties, but they don't run away from it. They know it's on the path, and this is how it must be. There's no materialistic calculations. In this way it's nice, and that's not nice, and the community is supposed to be like this, because the world thinks like this. They talk in your face in some way, and then behind your back somewhere, some way else. A society where the most important thing is to fulfill spiritual work, they give calculation only towards that, and not agreeing with all these, all sorts of opinions and whatever materialistic way of thinking there is. This is how it should be. If you work in such a manner, they are revealed judgments, dinim, meaning truly shattered areas, and on them they work and bring revealment, revealing the quality of bestow, mutual quality of bestow. Because that's what's going to hurt them. And not something else that they describe themselves or imagine. They think they have an angel waiting for them, each and every one or something. Salvation means where the light of bestow comes and dwells among the friends that receive him as the best thing they can possibly receive. The light of bestow that dwells upon them, and they can cover their inner hatred on top of it to get to a form of love and connection. That is salvation and nothing else. To that you desire, or don't you? You have to check. Yes?
After the friends gather and they keep those conditions you mentioned, and problems appear between them, what does it mean that every one of the friends turns to the Creator through that force of the Arvut? Turning to him through the force of the Avut. How is it done? How do I know that I turn to the Creator through the force of the Avut?
This is inside the heart. When you erupt from a state where you see you're not worthy of anything, and you really desire, like a baby. That's it, you just cry. You demand, you ask. Yes?
And the request for the concealment to be a revelation. What is the difference between concealment and revelation?
The difference between concealment and revealment is the form of bestowal that is revealed between us. That is what I want, to be in a state of love between us. But not that I benefit from this state of love. That's it, enough. Yes, who's there? Yes, please, Moti.
Those frictions, conflicts which are revealed between us, they have many shames, so what do we have to learn from it in particular?
You shouldn't learn anything specifically from there. You don't have to be in these struggles. Why should I be in this trash, filth? I need to constantly be above it, not to be in it. Yes?
But to see in it that this is my corruption, at least that.
I would see it in the condition that I want to exit it. To exit from it is not to let go, is to ask to invert the
corruption.
The corruption to correction. Even though I recognize it, I immediately ask for correction, and through these requests, I would see this corruption deeper, and I would ask for the correction precisely. Even to ask for a single penny. Not to ask until it opens and is revealed. To try not to accept the smallest detail that is corrupt. If you agree to that, then instantaneously it disappears as a corruption, and you don't feel it as a corruption. If you don't agree with it, it starts to open up, and you see, wow, I didn't recognize it before. Yes?
This agreement, is it with myself or whom don't I disagree with, myself, my creator, to the corruption?
Always in front of the creator, always. You are constantly in a dialogue with him. He's constantly on the other side of this form that you imagine, that you, beyond this form of a world that you imagine. Wow. I don't know what to do with you. Yes?
You said in the preparation, Shivita Avaya Kenegdi Tamid, meaning to see him throughout all these situations.
Question.
My question is, I identify that force, the force of the Arvut. All the discernments and scrutinies are through the group. You feel that every answer you give, doesn't matter to which question, you get the answer. My question is, how do we come out from that place where you, where everything is directed at you, you enjoy how the Creator is playing with you, and you feel that everything is focused on you? And where, how do you come out? This is one question.
I don't hear the question. What does it mean where you are towards the outside?
Where do you bestow upon the group? Because he does everything for you so that you will grow. He spread the entire malchut before you, the entire kingship before you.
But you have no possibility to bestow upon the society. But through, you have no possibility to bestow upon the Creator unless you build the society as a tool to bestow for Him. All of the society is this masach, like a screen on the computer, and on top of it you feel, how is the Creator treating me, and how do you treat the Creator? Without this screen you have no connection.
That's exactly it. It's all between me and Him. The dialogue is only what I get from Him. I sort things out. This is the dialogue that we have, or is there something that I have to do correspondingly? Where is my bestowal? My bestowal is in receiving and in those discernments and those corrections.
Your bestowal towards Him, isn't that that you request to connect all the parts of the society, then His bestowal would be revealed as good and benevolent, and through that you can love Him.
It's a dialogue of one-on-one.
What do you mean one-on-one?
Mine with Him. Again, through what is depicted through the group, obviously.
What are you doing here? Yes, please.
Of course, it's through depicting all those situations through the group, through questions friends are asking, through things that are happening, all the depictions that it depicts on this screen that I have in this role, through the group, the environment, dissemination, but it's all my dialogue with Him only.
Of course. Who else is there? You yourself said, Shiviti Lehashem. Make this usual. It's very strong. It's very loud. It was constantly okay, but now it changes. Why do you make these changes? I don't know. Yes.
I want to continue it in this state where I see the Creator before my eyes always. I have this discernment, and all of a sudden I feel that, oh, I'm so huge, I'm so great, and somebody asks a question. It's the pride you spoke of yesterday.
Please, if you have a question, ask. If no, don't ask.
When you identify a place where you feel great, not equal or small, the only one you can make yourself small compared to Israel. How do I make this correction of pride that you mentioned yesterday's morning?
I don't know what you're asking. It's not the way of asking. Don't continue. You need to give a question in one sentence. If still the question is unclear, don't ask. You can't ask like that. Look how I choose my words carefully, however much I control the language. I try to say something very clearly in one sentence. Yesterday I talked in the morning. This is how you ask. How do I know what you heard yesterday morning? Yes.
On the one hand, We have this friction with the friends, which we talked about earlier, and it comes to states where it doesn't let you sleep. You have to solve it. You scream, and you know there's no way out of it. On the other hand, there are many things, especially in what concerns the Creator. When the Creator comes into these equations, which seem completely artificial, and that gap between the experience that you have and what you feel in your senses to this place you have to reach, which is distancing away from you, it grows. How do you gap that? How do you go over that gap?
That is from a lack of inner efforts, and also from lack of time. Still, we haven't reached the number of actions and their power, magnitude, to sufficient quality. That you would start to feel the materialistic actions that are in front of you right now, and also spiritual actions and relationships, they're in the same degree of importance, feeling, reactions. But now these are separate. Now it's this world's actions. We have to organize everything. This is, first of all, if there's no bread, there's no Torah, they say, and so on. And there's spiritual actions that can wait. These are things that are not dependent on people. For now, we can leave it alone. So all the point is, of course, is in the degree of our relations to the forces. When one force stabilizes all of reality that seems to us materialistically or spiritually, and also here there's the subject of faith above reason. But to that we will reach in the eventually.
What do you mean, lacking inner efforts? How can I increase my inner efforts?
To give attention to connecting of the hearts. Connection of the hearts.
No, American.
Well, American.
About the connection with the teacher. How to always feel that everything that you say is true.
Check. What are you laughing? What else do you want?
To believe. Always. That what the teacher says is the truth.
What is it called to believe that whatever the teacher says is truth? Upon what do you believe? Everyone says he's smart, wise. Then you have the influence of the environment on a person, and I think like everyone else. First thing. Second thing, I have no choice. I'm in a state that I have no choice. Just to believe whatever he says, or death. Something that I have no choice in. Or on the contrary, all the world is saying my teacher is a liar and a fool, and I believe that he's right and the wisest. I have 1,000 possibilities, directions to go to. I go in his direction. And more and more. So what is faith? I don't know. When you say, I believe in my teacher, we are talking about some calculation. What does it mean just to believe? To cover your eyes and just say, hold his hand and walk beside him or behind him? This is not called action on my behalf. Meaning faith above reason is work that I fulfill through mind and heart, and I walk after it. He writes in Shamati on it. You can't understand it. The article 4, what is it? That a person doesn't know what the situation is unless it is revealed. Taste and see the goodness of the Creator. I'm still a bit with a fever, so... Well, we need to move on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.